Let me look around. I think this is unusual. I think there's some of it, I see some of the other homes that the dome isn't as large and it doesn't go as high, but I do see some auras around these other houses, but it's, this one seems to be pretty special.
But you see an actual aura around the house?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like?
Around the big house, around
yeah.
the yeah, it's just golden.
Golden?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Now you see auras around the furniture even?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
It's just sort of almost like a cloud of energy around it. Sort of a whitish cloud of energy around the furniture.
Do friends comment on how nice your house feels?
Yes. They love to come. It's like a sanctuary. They love to come and be there to renew their spirits.
Do they build special buildings like temples for to amplify energy like this in addition to homes?
No, the homes were the. It seemed like they were the individual temples.
All you
and
need
the
is
people.
Your home for your temple. Huh?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately what time period are you in?
30-20.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of transportation system do they have? If you want to travel 1,000 miles away, how do you do it?
You have your own little individual, like little mini airplanes.
Okay. How long would it take you to go 1,000 miles?
2 hours.
2 hours. That would be nice. What powers this vehicle they have?
Everything is powered by solar energy.
Hmm. Have they discovered a way to get a lot more power from the sun than they do in the 21st century?
I don't know if it was discovered or if it was just, it was always there and it was just being more received because people were more spiritual and could connect to what was already there. It doesn't seem like they needed a lot of artificial devices.
Hmm. Yeah. Is it more of a like a natural?
Yeah.
Way of doing it than we have today?
Yeah. Everything seemed to very, very natural, very simple, very flowing, very easy.
Hmm. Okay. Now, in your house, sir, you can see a map of the world. Is the world look any different than it did today? Does today? Is there places submerged or new lands or?
It seems like it seems like rather than the splits, it seems like it's all kind of come together.
The lands have come together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then there's water around the land. It's not, you know, we don't have the islands and everything. It's just. No one.
Can you still recognize the United States, or does it look as emerged with other lands?
Vaguely, and some of the northern places have not quite merged in. There's some gaps, some water gaps in there. But
is there about the same amount of land overall, or is there less land, do you think?
I think there's about the same.
Not the same, but just in different places, though.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, the masses around North America and South America and, you know, the islands and all of them have kind of, you know, like come together. But it's more in the north and on the other side of the globe that they haven't quite come together yet.
Was there some cataclysm that caused this?
Seems like it was just a shift in the earth, the tectonic plates or something. And, it was an earthquake. Yeah.
Giant earthquake?
Mm-hmm.
But how many of the people were killed on the planet when that happened?
It just seemed to readjust. It wasn't a disaster. It just seemed like it readjusted what should have already been. It seems like there was something that broke it apart and it should have been together, and
really?
Everything readjusted and put it where it's in its original form, where it was supposed to be.
Interesting. Okay, now we're going to take you back into the life where you were living as American Indian. Mm-hmm. I'm going to count to three and you will be back there. One, two, three. You're near the end of your life here. What's going on?
I'm still teaching.
Are you? Are you still? How old are you now?
90.
90? That's, you live in a pretty ripe old age there, huh? Are you still in reasonable health?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How old were you before you died?
102.
102, wow. Well, good for you. Okay, how did you die?
I just decided that I was too old to be of use to anybody. I didn't want to stay anymore, and I just asked to be released.
That was it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just in my sleep.
Very good. Okay, we're going to take you to where you were in between lives. What happened to you after you left your body? So I'm going to count to three. First of all, go back to the time when you decided you wanted to leave your body and decided to join your friends in the spirit world. I'm going to count to three, and you're going to tell me what happened in this transition. It will be very clear to you. All the memories will come back. One, two, three. You've just willed yourself to depart. What's happening now?
My husband was there, the chief.
Did he leave before you?
Yeah, he died before I did.
Did he meet you on the other side?
Yeah.
What happened there?
It was just a glorious reunion. Very, very happy to see him. And we took hands. In fact, he took my hand, put his arm around my waist, and we went through sort of a vortex tunnel. It was kind of like that, and it's like it's like something was pulling us from, you know, from the other end of the tunnel.
So he came all to this sphere almost to help you mm-hmm. make the transition?
Right.
That was nice of him.
Yeah.
Did that make you feel comforted?
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, did you expect to see him?
I think I did. I think he promised that he would come back and get me.
Really? That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, where did he take you?
Seems like right now we're just up in space right now.
Okay. You're continuing to go with him? And you trust him?
Yeah, very much.
He's taking you somewhere. Where is he taking you? What happens next? I'm going to count to three and it will become clear. One, two, three.
Like we were going into an arc, and it's like that there was no time for reincarnation. There was no time for, you know, like, you know, I often think that there's a period of time where you go before you go to your next life.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen. He was taking me. It's like we were up, you know, just up in the atmosphere, up in the air, and then he's taking me to another planet, and I'm ready to start another life.
On another planet?
I don't know if it's. Let me see if it's the same. If it's the Earth planet, is the Earth planet?
Okay, I want you to relax, and it's coming.
Okay.
Relax. I'm gonna count to three again. And everything will become clearer. Where he takes you?
No, he's taking me back to this earth.
Yeah, it's becoming clearer. Where did he take you?
To a hospital.
A hospital? For you to be recharged?
To be reborn. To be born again. I'm going to have another life. Start out as a baby again.
Right away?
Yeah. There was nothing, you know, it was just right from death right to back again.
You didn't spend any time at all in the spirit world?
No.
You didn't get to meet your old friends?
Nope. Just went straight.
Okay, let's clarify this just to make sure you're not skipping over anything.
Okay.
I'm going to count to three. And everything that happened between these two lives will become clear. One, two, three.